I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to WHM Mailbag. This is our mailbag opening program for the 9th of March, 2026. Oh, my good God. My name is Andrew Jupin. I'm alongside three other dudes that, as far as I know, have above sixth grade reading levels just like myself. We have Steven Sadak.
I think I clocked in at 8.
Oh,
that was
cool.
Where I was at. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I checked out Choose Your Own Adventure and Under, dude. That's where I left off there. We have Eric Siska, of course.
Yeah, about a 7, I think. Ooh. Seventh grader type of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm reading lately.
You know? Seventh allows you to get through them Game of Thrones and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get all that stuff going. And Christopher Cabin.
Wherever the Hardy Boys are, that was the last
thing. Me and you are down together, buddy. That's where we are. Choose Your Own Adventure and the Hardy Boys.
Yeah. Where are they? They're in like, they're looking at a haunted house today.
Oh, it's a haunted house today. It's a haunted mine tomorrow. It's a haunted train car the week after that, you know.
Was it getting like real like racist, or was that just Johnny Quest, which was kind of a riff on the Hardy Boys? Was it like the Asian man's mind, etc.?
I think they were just boy detectives.
Just boy detectives.
I don't think there was a lot of that, but who the hell knows? It's
I don't remember there being much international fare with Hardy Boys. They usually stayed in the Americas, as I remember it.
I was flipping through hotel TV and Johnny Quest was on, and I was like, how is this allowed to be on television anymore?
Sure. Yeah, that's sort of an amber in a nice way. But you know what? You go back through those Hardy Boys books, I'm sure you'll find a term or two that doesn't fly these days, man.
Sure.
I mean, the Hardy Boys were out doing stuff when Eisenhower was running around, I think, you know. What's going on in the chat to everybody coming in this daytime mailbag? We have Infinity or Virus, maybe? I don't know what that is. Derek B, 7119, Ms. Rose NYC, Scott Plackmeyer, something like that. Qui-Gon Gin and Tonic. We got a lot of folks in the chat today. We are here, of course, to read letters and tell you about stuff that we're doing. And one of the things that we're doing that's very cool, we'll up top it, Eric, because we're on a bit of a deadline, but worked into our adventure out to Minneapolis.
What about our adventure out to Minneapolis?
The thing we're announcing?
The thing we're announcing with the Timberwolves? Yes.
Yes.
It's very exciting. We're partnering with the NBA. You all knew it would happen eventually. You thought it would be us playing ball, but it's not. It's us introing a movie, hosting a little night with the Timberwolves at their office theater. Will be there. I'm looking at the screen. I'm like, we'll be there March 19th.
There it is.
I think the screening's at 7 p.m., folks. And we're going to have this newsletter is going to go out tomorrow, I think, so where you can sign up for the tickets. So go to timberwolves.com/WHM now and sign up to receive the Wolves Wire, that is the Timberwolves fan newsletter, and there'll be information in there for how to get tickets. It'll be free tickets, by the way. And it's first come availability, so I guess watch your emails like a hawk.
That's right.
And I'm really excited about this. As I famously, the Timberwolves are my favorite basketball team. I've always said that over and over on the
constantly.
Air. Constantly. Just always rooting for those guys. No, I love that team. I'm really excited. I think we're actually going to catch a game, going to sneak into a game to see Anthony Edwards and ex-Nick Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo.
Exactly. Dude, the big ragu. I'm pumped.
I'm really excited. No, it's a really fun team. It's one of my West Coast teams. You got to have some West Coast teams.
I am shocked that you even brought up the Knicks. I know you hate them. And a former player, I would think that's just on your hate list, number one.
Yeah, oh my God.
I like that Minnesota is a West Coast state.
It's a weird
Western
thing.
Western conference.
Oh,
there's
got
some
it.
Stuff. Yeah. But that also doesn't make sense.
No,
it
doesn't. No. Yes.
Midwestern Conference.
Mm-hmm. But it's very important. You go to Timberwolves.com/WHM and sign up for their email list, because that is the only way they will be giving you ticket information. We have no ticket information. We have nothing to do with it. We know it's free screening. We know where it is, when it is, what we have to do. It's going to be a big community night. I think like Settlers of Catan are getting involved. There's some merch that's going on. Again, nothing of our creation, but all tied into this one really cool community night in Minneapolis that is co-hosted by us, but mainly pulled on by the great Timberwolves organization.
Yes, and also, if you don't know, I mean, this is kind of cool that the so it's like their practice courts, and then there's a movie theater there.
Yeah.
So it used to be an AMC theater, and now it's you know, like a private screening room. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully you guys can come out. And also you should come out, Steve and Sadek. We're out there for another reason as well, aren't we?
Just 2 short days later on.
No, just the very next night, as a matter of fact.
Very next day, dang it. We're going to be at the Varsity Theater. Conan the Barbarian, Arnold, by the way. Anybody see this, that there's some news that Arnold might be try to push for this fucking sequel
what?
These days.
Oh, this, yeah.
Chris
like
McQuarrie writing and directing. I don't know.
Conan the King or Conan the Emperor or something. He's been talking about this for a while, but I didn't know McQuarrie's involved.
That's the new news. That's on, like, disgusting film nonsense bullshit. But you know what I mean? Like, maybe that's happening. So this is in the zeitgeist. We're going to be talking Conan the Barbarian. Really excited.
Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer, Conan the Grampy.
Yeah, I think basically that's the idea. But I'll tell you what, I need this to happen only so that we can have Arnold in press interviews being like, Christopher McQuarrie. Can you imagine how awesome it is to hear Arnold say Christopher McQuarrie? Yes.
I would love to hear that.
But yeah, the Varsity Theater, man, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's just going to be a big two nights in us trying to entertain the folks of Minneapolis for a little bit. We're very excited to be doing that. And then, yes, Steve, 2 nights after that, though, what's going on?
Two nights after that, we're going big in Chicago, talking about Big.
That's right.
A sexual tourist movie is a boy becomes a sexual tourist in a man's body. That's how I believe this goes, right? That's
something exactly like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sick, man. It's disgusting. I can't
hell of a month for that kid.
And he's got his one little friend who's jealous of the fact that he didn't also turn big.
Yeah,
and it's not Budnick, though. This is a thing I always think that Danny Cooksey played the friend in this movie. It is not Danny Cooksey.
It's the kid from what do you call it there? Another movie about size change. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes, he's the little brother neighbor, I think, right?
And yes.
Yeah. And I think the Budnick, that's T2. Big and T2, movies that get very easy to switch up. Very easy. I confuse them all the time.
Well, two movies that helped me with my sexual awakening, dude.
Linda Hamilton, not too shabby.
Absolutely. Tickets for both the Den Theater show and the Varsity Theater show in Minneapolis can be found on our website, whmpodcast.com. Just click on that tour page. We got all the info, but also, this is a mailbag, y'all. We're going to get into it here. Chris Cabin, you are our letter master here who assigns who's reading what. So kick us off. What do we got? Who's reading what first?
So last mailbag, it was mostly shit stories. I'm trying to pivot to piss stories now.
Oh, thank God. That's such a classic move.
You're trying to piss it.
I love piss.
More piss. I know. That's why, Eric, actually, I'm going to have you take this first one because I think it is right up your alley.
Eric, I love piss Cisco, by the way.
I love piss and just telling stories about piss and, you know.
Taking the piss, you know.
I like it when it's warm, when it's fresh.
Oh, yeah, you'd right want it warm if you're going to have it at all.
Right, what does this email have to say?
I'm reading it right now. That's what it says.
Oh, really?
Mr. Piss Hands Horrible Concoction, which is what I call my penis.
This is already a five-star email based on the title alone. Well done.
Hello, gentlemen. Since the usual theme of the WHM mailbag seems to be bathroom horror stories, I thought I'd share one of mine. I do love these bathroom stories.
You know, it doesn't always have to be. Yet I will always want to just put that out there. It does not have to be. We can do anything you got. Like, oh, man, one time at my aunt was surly at a barbecue and something happened. Well, that would be a fun story.
Well, what happened, Steve? Did she piss?
I hope not.
Yeah, she got surly at that barbecue and she shit all over the patio, right?
No,
that always happens.
That's not what I want.
The parking lot at the end.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay, back to the email. Sometime in the early 2010s, I was working in a large corporate office. There was a guy who worked in another department who was probably in his 40s who looked totally normal. Nice. I never said a word to this guy, but our bladders were apparently in sync. Seemed like whenever I was at the urinal that this guy would walk in to do his business. There were only three urinals, so even with only two people, you only had the one buffer space between you. I know. Yep, sure. I understand.
It's tough. That's tough.
I don't like that. How about the I like the ones with the dividers.
Dividers, great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like that's the least I feel like a contracting firm can do when building a bathroom with urinals.
Yes.
The fucking dividers, man. So I'm at least keeping my piss splattering all over me and not the guy next to me and vice versa.
I've been noticing a lack of dividers lately. So all the urinal creators out there, get on that. Well,
fading empire, Eric, the first thing to go are the dividers. Yep. We know this.
Just like Rome before us, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, Caesar was looking around. He's like, where are all the dividers at the urinals?
And then he's being stabbed with them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm being stabbed in the bathroom.
Yes, Caesar, famously Dracula. We know that. Famously a Dracula.
I am Julius Caesar.
I want to suck your blood.
All right. Unfortunately, he was always on a conference call via a Bluetooth headset. I'm sorry, you can't be working. You can't be on a call with business people, and I hear your piss stream hitting stuff.
Seriously, no way.
You think you may? Oh, you're not going to hear it because you've got the urinal cake there. I'm hearing it.
Well, that's the funny thing is, like, this is like exactly that Naked Gun gag, but people are just doing it in real time. You know what I mean?
People are just doing it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I didn't know that the urinal cake was supposed to act like a silencer in the bathroom, Eric. I thought that was more of a scent-related thing.
Yeah, I guess hitting, like, you know, sometimes they got that, they got, like, a mesh in there sometimes.
Oh, sure.
That's pretty good to hit, right?
Yeah. You know, there's actually some urinals where there's, like, you know what I'm talking about? The one brand where there's, like, a little blue flower, and I always think, like, that's where I'm supposed to make the target.
Right. Yeah.
So that's like, I think that's the toilet. Yeah. I think it's the toilet company telling you, like, if you piss right here, it's the least amount of splashback.
I'll be honest. I've never understood the ice. The ice is always like, what cocktail are we making here, man?
Well, I just take my cup. I shuffle this in. Anyway, God, let's get back to the letter.
Sure.
And it's not like he was on mute. This guy would stride into the bathroom talking loudly and just piss away while yammering about business.
This sucks.
You're losing clients. I'm telling you this right now. You're losing several clients because they're going to definitely hear this fucking stream.
They're hearing it, dude. So that was annoying enough, but what made it even worse was the urinals had an auto flush that triggered when you stepped away, and it was loud as hell. So you know even the people on the call could tell that you could, even the people on the call weren't hearing a piss. They could have heard that, at least.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
He's Lord.
Because there's two things right there in that situation. If you're the person on the other end and you hear that, the only two possibilities are that this guy is in the bathroom and a toilet flush loudly, or he's by some, like, raging river taking a business call. Which is the one that's most likely?
Exactly.
You'll have to speak up. I'm in the rapids.
Don't fall out now.
To make it downright disgusting, this guy never washed his hands. Not once did I see him step to the sink and even fake it. By the way, working in offices, I think it was like half of guys working.
Just didn't wash?
Just didn't wash, even after shit.
Do me the favor and just splash them hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's just even if you're faking it.
I that's the thing. I think they're doing this on purpose just to kind of stare you down a little bit. Like, you're going to get some disease from me. Yeah, no. You're going to piss all over you. My piss will be on you. Don't worry about it.
So, yeah, he'd come in loudly on his Bluetooth piss, let them hear the toilet flush, and then went straight out of the bathroom. Anyone on the phone could also have known anyone on the phone with him also had to know that you should never shake his hand.
No way, yeah.
I eventually gave him the nickname Mr. Piss Hand.
I'm Mr. Piss Hands, coming out of the can, and I'm doing just fine. Gotta wash it all.
Well, this is the question: is it a secret nickname, where you're like, "Hey, Brenda, see that guy, Mr.
Piss
Hands?
Oh, yeah, there. Did he you know, like, get like office wide?"
Uh huh.
His worst crime happened one day when I walked in while he was already at a urinal. I'd long ago given up worrying about the sounds anyone on his call could hear, so I just started towards another urinal. That's when I noticed Mr. Pissants was holding an empty Gatorade bottle.
Uh oh.
Hmm.
What?
I think, are we trying to like cheat a drug test here? Or
maybe
something?
He had it in one hand, kind of near his waistline, and angled toward the urinal he was pissing in. I didn't think much of it. There was a recycle bin in the bathroom near the doors. So I just assumed he'd throw it away when he walked out. Then as he stepped away, I was shocked to see him going towards the sink for once instead of just rushing out of the door. I assumed he was finally going to wash his hands when I heard the water running. But as I finished and turned around, I was absolutely horrified to see Mr. Piss Hands was just filling up the Gatorade bottle he'd been holding near the urinal while he pissed. So he's drinking straight corporate sink water.
Oh my God.
Want a little piss flavor in your water. Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like lemon. You don't want to overdo it.
That's horrible.
This is one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
And no, there wasn't a lid on it. he walked out gulping down his own blowback piss mixed with sink water.
Now he's Mr. Piss Tummy. Now that's a change.
Oh, leveled man. Up.
Dude, he's having some dick beer. The thing that made it even worse was that the break room with the water and ice dispenser, free cups of water.
Yes.
So you don't need to drink piss, sink piss. Okay. Never. So fortunately for my sanity, my group was moved to another floor after this incident, and I never saw Mr. Pissants after that. But the legend lives on among the friends and coworkers I've told this true horror story to. I hope you're doing well. Well, thank you. I am. How are you? And I appreciate all the laughs you've given me over the years. Scott in Overland Park, Kansas. Thank you, Scott.
Wow.
Thank you,
Scott.
Well, Scott's at least doing better now because he's not on the same floor as Mr. Pisshands anymore.
Yes, that is terrifying.
I'd be hard-pressed to even want to drink bathroom sink water. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to the kitchen for that.
Yeah,
even if I know it's the same, it's all, you know, the George Costanza, it's all pipes thing. But no, it's just no.
No, because no, that, you know, no. You don't drink out of the bathroom. What's the matter with you? And the logic also from this Mr. Pissants is probably like, oh, you know, everybody's touching that water fountain. I can't use everybody's going to the water cooler. On. Nobody's the real smart guy and getting it from the bathroom like me.
No, I mean, that's if you're in an airport, like before we got those nice little fillers that actually do the work that you need them to do and refill your nice water bottle. Uh-huh. I can imagine in a panic, I have certainly maybe put like, sure, I need water for my fucking trip, and I put a little of the sink water in that for those situations only.
I don't know that I've ever needed water that badly in my life. Absolutely fucking not. Were you on your last fucking breath and you did that? Like, because why else would you do that? That's insane to me. There's so many places to get water.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I will say, just to be clear, and I'm not outing you this way, Andrew, but you are the biggest germaphobe on the show, I would think.
Yeah. Right?
Of the four of us?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like,
I mean, I don't wash my hands.
But don't fucking look me in the eye and tell me that's not disgusting drinking.
Oh, no, it's absolutely disgusting.
It's gross. Yeah, it's definitely gross.
Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
I am Mr. Put the sleeve up to open the door, you know, closing things with my elbows and whatnot. Because, listen, people are fucking disgusting.
Awful. Man. Total piss people.
Can't be argued.
I mean, this dude's drinking his own splashback piss, man.
And you think this,
humanity is doomed.
You're like, oh, this is just one guy. I'm telling you, I would say about half the people you know in your personal life, your mom, your dad, they're piss people. Someone's a piss person in your life right now.
And it's the piss people. Here's the problem with men, the piss people, and only speaking, I can't speak to what's going on in the ladies' room. Never had the chance. But when I like the sanctuary, because the urinals are a social and hygienic disaster. So yeah. I always run for the stall. If there's a stall open, I want to close it.
Yes.
I need. I have a centering, calming moment, and I do whatever I need to do in there. Usually jerk off. That's like. But the psychopaths that piss all over the seat.
Yep.
The idea. It's defiling a space. A safe space with your piss is what you're doing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's just like,
exactly.
And maybe you're afraid to touch. Maybe you're a germaphobe. You're afraid to touch the lid. Yeah, just kick it.
You got feet, man. I have lifted many a toilet lid with my feet. It's completely fine, you know.
Or maybe take a break and sit down and have a nice piss. Okay, too.
I think get rid of the urinals, guys. Rip them all out. Give me more stalls.
Agreed. I completely fucking agree. The whole notion of a urinal is just it's a dumb, patriarchal fucking douchebag idea. Give me a little apartment to take a piss in private when I'm at the movies, please.
People always talk to me at those urinals, and I don't like that.
I look at a little cabin. Honestly, like if that was on the Republican platform, I would have a hard. it might flip me. Even with everything else going on that I totally find morally reprehensible, I'd be like, shit. But that's what they're doing.
Project 2025. More toilets.
Well, I don't agree with their citizen murdering policy, but I do agree with their no urinals policy.
You know, that Steve Bannon has a few good ideas.
You guys
one of them was toilets.
You guys ever noticed this? I've seen this happening lately too. Okay. I'll be in line, right? You know, it's a big, big piss day in America. I'm in line for the bathroom. There are guys that will not go to the stall. And now we just got guys waiting just for the urinal. So I'm in line. I see open stalls. No one's going forward. What are we doing, fellas?
That's insane. Strange. That's insane. Like, you don't need to leave that. It's not like an exclusive, you have to be in there for a number two.
No,
you know what I mean?
No one's going to check to make sure you're doing a number two.
Yeah. I mean, maybe in like North Carolina or something, but, you know, they love running to the bathroom down there.
Places, yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Just like, it's okay to go in there. I've seen that same thing, the buildup, the traffic jam. It's like, guys, it's a toilet. Let's just go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go. All right, Chris Cabin, who's up next here?
I'll take this one. The dog night to end all dog nights. hey, guys. Last month's mailbag episode featured a different Derek from Chicago blowing chunks in public. And what the hell? Let's keep the gross times rolling with mine because, as Eric said last month, I love vomit. So you love piss and vomit.
Well, look at that.
That's last month. I like piss now. I'm no longer a vomit.
Okay, you're changing up. That's good.
Hey, guys, maybe I'm using too many exclamation points in my email. What do you think? Is that what's the etiquette on that? Like, why the vomit?
Wait, what?
Here we are.
You want us to be clippy? You want us to do clippy content?
I would love grammar police? That's what we're playing now? give the people what they want, I say. I need to preface the story by saying I am not proud of it.
But
years later, acknowledge the humor in it and that I have paid back my karmic debt for it many times over. In college, my degenerate friends and I used to host a monthly rager on the full moon called Dog Night.
This sounds like the setup to a really bad horror movie. Like just five guys, you guys come ready for Dog Night? And then maybe somebody turns into a werewolf or maybe somebody brought a woman to murder or something like that.
Steve, Dog Night, my new favorite holiday.
Oh, dude, everyone's doing shots and swallowing bullets.
I thought it was going to be about an eating contest, actually. That was just me. I thought it was like a hot dog, you know.
We're just listening to Three Dog Night.
Listening
to Three Dog Night. All the way through. A whole category, you know, all the filmography, or I mean the scene discography. In which we drink Red Dog beer and Mad Dog 2020. God, you do not have a liver anymore.
On a monthly basis. This would be a yearly event if it was anything. Like, remember in college we did Dog Night? See you next March. That's it.
It says in college, you guys were doing God knows what.
It's true. Yeah, and Eric is saying
I never walked into the forbidden cave of Mad Dog 2020 more than once. I tried it to know what it was. But going back to it is really, you are like, I want to die.
I don't know that I've ever, what is it, a malt liquor? I don't think I've ever had it.
It's like a wine thing. It's like really, really cheap wine. It's disgusting.
Oh, ew. I mean, I've had Red Dog before. That's also bad.
Yeah, Red Dog's not great, but it is certainly much better than Mad Dog 2020. Okay. Anyway, this tradition came from the clerk named Smokey Joe.
Hell yeah, Smokey Joe. Fuck yeah. Come on now.
At our shitty college liquor store, who once told us to howl at the moon when we bought out the store supply of Red Dog on the full moon.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. We thought this was hilarious, and so the tradition was born.
As most college traditions are born in similar ways, starting at the liquor store.
Right at the liquor store, right in the car. You know, you got a little powwow there. As our college careers draw to a close, we decided to host the Dog Night to End All Dog Nights. Mm. 2 days before graduation, this three-day bender lives on to all who came through it as Sinfest 2011.
Ooh, dude, you dated your Sinfest, which implies the possibility of more Sinfests to come.
Don't do it. You don't want this to become a... You don't want to pass Mad Dog over to more people or younger people. God, you're going to corrupt them.
Somebody at Shudder is like cramping their hand writing, oh, a Dog Night's a great idea. Oh, Sinfest. Oh, great, 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 great. Oh, God, oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. We purchased 30 racks of Red Dog. That is insane. And
30 racks?
You had to go to multiple locations to do that. There's no way you're doing that at one place.
Unless you go to the distributor.
Even so.
There's no way Smokey Joe just had this in the back room.
No,
I'll tell you that.
There's no way. 30 racks? There's no way. And with a group of maybe 40 or 50 of us, knocked it out in 2.5 days or so.
30 racks would be 2,700 beers. I'm going to divide that by 50 and see what we're talking here. That's 54 beers per gentleman or lady, mostly gentleman, I'm going to guess.
What did you say?
In 2 days. Yeah, actually, and that kind of, 24, 25.
But 3 days, though?
Well, they say two, don't they?
Okay, so then that would be 26.
2.5 days.
Okay. So that's 3 days. That's 18 beers a day.
That's reasonable.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's fine.
I'm remembering our drinking days. We definitely had something like that.
Yeah, of course.
We were not above that.
But this is like Mad Dog Ale, first of all. It's not like Rolling Rock or some like watery, lighter beer.
Well, like Extra Gold is definitely in the Red Dog, and we drank a fucking shit ton of Extra Gold in our day for sure.
I don't think I've ever had 18 beers in a day, though. I'm just gonna say that.
Mad Dog. We're looking at like 13-18% ABV. This is not where you want to be.
Oh, what in the fuck?
Because in the old drinking college days, you would. You'd have like the loaded bullet of the Molson Triple X that would be around.
Yes.
But primarily you're talking like your shit Bush beer and your Bud Lights and your whatever.
Yeah.
Some easy drinking beers, what you like.
Yeah. Who would think? But no, Mad Dog. By the last night of Sinfest, most of our crew was out early. In fact, the only two of us still going were me and my buddy Matt. By this point, the only alcohol left in the house was a plastic jug of skull vodka. And nothing to mix
That's
with.
That's right. It's for me. I'm the last one that stands.
But wait a second, though. Is this skull? Because that S-K-O-L, isn't that the skull tobacco chew?
Oh, is that dip? Oh.
Yes.
The way that this email is spelled, I could be wrong, though. Is there an S-K-O-L vodka brand as well?
I don't know.
Or is he thinking of Sky?
It's got to be a bad brand. If your alcohol's coming in plastic.
Oh, it's real and it's horrible looking. Ugh. No. Ugh. Yeah, it's real. By this point, and nothing to mix it with but a mysterious bottle of prune juice.
Oh, come on now.
This is now
in the refrigerator.
Nice mixer.
Reached like it's okay to stop drinking mode.
We did that days ago, my friend.
You go ahead and try. Talking to a young alcoholic about that, they will drink anything. I remember the days. Such was our degeneracy at the time that he and I passed that shit back and forth until it was gone.
Ugh. Oh, God.
The next morning, I had to take the red line from campus to downtown Chicago, where I had my last shift as a student worker at the downtown campus. hungover, possibly still drunk.
Definitely
and
still
miserable.
Drunk.
I took the 40-minute train ride in a standing room only car and managed to get an aisle seat. As we approached an S-curve in the subway where the train notoriously slows to a crawl, my stomach lurched traitorously. I knew it would be a matter of time when I would vomit. Not if I would vomit. It then dawned on me what was about to happen. With a split second left to decide, the options were barf straight ahead
I love this. This is like Batman running around with the bomb.
Yes.
Oh, the birds.
What am I going to do? Oh, God, my stomach. With a split second left to decide, the options were barf straight ahead where a woman had long hair hanging over the back of her seat and would surely get puke in her hair, or turn into the aisle and hope for the best. I turned into the aisle and hoped for the best, but it was worse.
No!
As I finish unleashing an unholy concoction, I realize I've done so onto a pair of orthopedic shoes and look up to see a horrified old woman that I should have given my seat to in the first place.
Nice.
Yeah, you should have.
Sure.
Hilarious. Oh.
So not only wouldn't you let me sit down, you vomited upon me.
Somebody kill this young man. He vomited on me.
You know, back in my day, young men didn't puke on me on the bus.
Oh, you're flirting with me, boy?
The train, rather, sorry.
As the train pulled into the next station, I felt round two coming, so I pushed my way out, muttering my apologies.
Get off the train.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
And launching myself at a trash can to continue vomiting. The doors close, and a full train of people are staring daggers at me as it makes its way down the tunnel. They should have. They're right. I don't know what happened to her, but I think about her often. Sorry to someone's grandma. In all fairness, my karmic debt has been repaid many times over. I work at a university, and I have since been puked on by at least a dozen students. You know what? That's good.
Wow.
Good on you.
That rocks.
Thanks for making the hellscape that is living in 2026 tolerable and keeping some laughter in the mix with the horrors. Looking forward to seeing you guys at the Dent Theater in a few weeks in Chicago for Big. Yes. Another Derek from Chicago. Well, thank you, Derek. Yes. And that was horrible. I have vomited in a lot of weird places. That has not been one of them. I'll say that.
You got lucky by just vomiting on a lady's feet instead of dying like Edgar Allan Poe. You know what I mean? Like, just the other option.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like drinking
That's
yourself
two.
To death.
Finding a bench in a park somewhere, sitting on it, and never waking up. Yeah.
And I don't think Edgar Allan Poe, even he would be like, prune juice. No.
I will not be doing this. Just stop drinking.
Ooh, the cask of... No, I have another mad dog down here in my cellar. Come join me.
Brick him up.
Quoth the raven.
Drink some more.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the Raven tells me that a lot, too. This is a good opportunity to mention, the Den Theater in Chicago. We will see you there, another Derek, where we'll be talking about Big, 1988's Big with Tom Hanks, where he becomes an adult male and then a woman takes advantage. It's like a power fantasy for her.
Yes.
So that is March 22nd in Chicago, Illinois, the Den Theater. Like we said, tickets are available, whmpodcast.com/tour. And we should also mention the more expensive seats at all these venues are meet and greet tickets. You can meet us afterwards. We'll hang out, you know, get a photo, talk. You tell me about your vomit or whatever.
Sign some stuff, you know, all that good stuff.
Here's the rule. We're going to be washing our hands, so you better be washing your hands. You know what I mean? Just that shit goes both ways.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And March 20th in Minneapolis at the Varsity Theater, Conan the Barbarian comes to that as well. Please. Thank you.
Yes. And I will be looking in Chicago specifically. I will be looking for both Derek's. I hope both Derek's are there. And I promise you, I will neither be sweaty nor will I be vomiting on your shoes.
I want wall-to-wall Derek's. How many Derek's can we get?
Pack them in.
Tell your Derek's to come out.
I have a quick vomit story. I might have told this on the show before. I'm not sure. I believe Andrew was there.
Could be.
I had an issue in my teens through my early 20s
of, and I might still have it today, but I just don't really smoke weed in the way that I used to, like a bowl kind of a situation.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes a bad hit or a too strong of a hit, you understand,
yes,
would cause me to vomit. Yes. And I remember we got into, like, we were like freshmen, maybe sophomores.
It was our first year. I remember the story clear as day.
We got into the cool party. You know what I mean? It was right. The cool older boys party. He was like a junior. He was like a campus legend at the time. And
by the way, he was a total fucking piece of shit.
Oh, of course he was.
he was one of the worst people to ever go to that school.
But at the time, it was like, oh, cool. If we make it at this party, we're going to go to the next party. And then who knows what's going to happen? And then he's like, hey, you guys want to smoke some weed? I'm like, wow, you're 21. Of course I do. And we go into this dude's closet. I believe it was a closet that they were doing it in.
Like closet or bedroom size deal. Close quarters, at least.
And everybody's all over. I believe there was at least one or two ladies present as well.
Yep. Made it even worse. Absolutely.
And it just came to me and And it's just like I yacked everywhere.
Oh, but this was it was after a very long like coughing fit.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like it was a real like, is he okay? It was a lot of like, you all right, man? Yeah, totally fine.
So that's like the warning siren, yes, to get away from you, and then you exploded. Now, where did you go? Did you go on anyone, or did you go on?
I threw up in like an ashtray on a person as well, on you possibly. Andrew.
It was again clear as day. Someone gave you a beautiful. We've talked about these before. Yeah. Those old like amber ashtrays, and just. Like porridge out of his mouth. He just vomited into this ashtray. And I was like, this isn't good for our social standing.
I will say, all people going to college currently are about to be in college. It is so important to know your friends or even just your acquaintances. When you can see the vomit about to come, you need to know what they look like when that happened. Once from across the room threw a garbage bucket at like my friend because I could see it coming, and he immediately went and did it right into his fucking bucket. And you really, it just helps everybody if you know that face.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
know the signs.
That's a good,
yes, exactly.
Good point. Have a bucket in every room.
Yeah,
you never know.
Couldn't help. That was the day I learned Steve's tell. We'd been friends for like a month or two, and this was, I was like, okay, that's what this guy. All right, good to know. That's what he looks like when that's about to happen. And it's like imprinted in my brain. And also, Chris, the garbage can throwing thing, if I remember this right, it was a bucket toss across the room, caught it, made the beer pong shot, vomited immediately after. Yes. Wow. I think there was also a smooth beer pong move.
Athleticism on display.
It was really, it was one of those like, that's not going to happen ever again.
No. He was a champ.
All right, Chris Kevin, what do we got? Who's got the next one?
Well, because this involves a cat, I'm going to give it to Steven.
All righty. Cat travel. Hey, dudes, love the show, et cetera, et cetera. They wrote, et cetera, et cetera. I want to be clear. I would never skim past your.
No, yada, yada.
Very true.
Just listening to the Ninja episode, Ninja 2 Domination, which is a great episode. And hoping to get this in before the deadline, our story begins August 2024. The time has come for me to depart dear old New York City to be nearer to family on the West Coast. Sorry to lose you. Seattle specifically, being a working class millennial, my meager possessions fit neatly into a full-size rented SUV. Due to my concerns about lodgings and visions of my cat disappearing into the South Dakota wilderness,
Jesus,
when we stopped to take a restroom break, I opted to leave the cat with my old roommates for a week while I drove the rental car to Seattle to be with my mom. I would then return via plane and retrieve my cat. This is an expensive situation.
Yeah, seriously.
Burning money here.
The drive to Seattle went smoothly. No trouble. My wife. My mom and I didn't want to murder each other after 4 days on the road. Retrieving my cat, however, became something of a farce. I made my first mistake while booking my flights. I was desperate to not have to spend a night in New York City, so I only gave myself 3 hours between landing at JFK and departing again. That's a mistake. Mm-hmm. Just right there. Unless you're like Ozone Park or wherever the fuck You know what I mean? And whatever residence is near JFK, which there shouldn't be.
This is my skin's crawling. I can't believe this. Okay. If we must continue.
3 hours to landing at JFK. Departing again, I assume this would give me 30 minutes to travel both ways. I would still have at least an hour and a half before, but that's before my return flight.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Oh, my God. This is watching the, we were just talking about White Noise 2. This is like when Nathan Fillion's trying to yell at that homeless guy in the train tracks to get out of the way. I can't. This is, it's terrifying.
This is Uncut Gems level of like white knuckling it. I'm feeling like just giving me so much. Secondhand stress.
Seriously.
I was naive. I arrived at the airport with approximately 1 hour to check in with a cat, which I've never done this before. I imagine, Eric, has anyone traveled with a pet like at all?
I have not, no.
Not in, my not wife in anything but a car.
Yeah.
How did my wife has at a plane, and it was fine. Orson, our oldest dog, is very small, so he fits fine in the plane. Like it does, he just goes under her seat and doesn't do anything. That's He's fair. A very well. We lucked out hugely because otherwise I would not allow this. I don't want to be.
Yeah, no.
But like he's always been great about that stuff, and we lucked out huge on that.
Okay. I arrived at the airport with approximately 1 hour to check in with a cat. Worse, the instant the doors closes behind me at JFK, I realized I left my phone in the Uber.
Well, oh, now the day God. The oh, day man. Is done. The day is done. You're not doing anything but getting that fucking phone back. That's your day now, is getting the phone back. Sorry.
I now have no boarding pass, no phone, and all of my support is 4,000 miles away.
Yes.
Add this to the week's worth of stress that I am already feeling about the move, and I immediately begin to have a very public breakdown. 32-year-old man, for reference. I'd be a 40, I'm a 42-year-old man. I'd be crying on the fucking platform.
You got all that going on. You need fucking Kevin Garnett to cover the spread with the fucking. You got to exactly. fucking make sure the parlay goes through.
You got Mike and the Mad Dog taking your bets or whatever's going on.
Why did you sell me the ticket if you knew I couldn't make it? Why'd you do that?
Thankfully, when Jesus. People see a grown man at his wit's end at an airport, they seem to want to help. I was kindly ushered to the front of the check-in line and soon my boarding pass had my boarding pass in hand. Shout out to the first airport employee I talked to who just said, oh, I don't think you're going to make it, which I agree.
A lot of help, Sheila. Thanks a lot.
I did, in parentheses, get fucked to that person, which is fair. I in line at security line, TSA agent noticed me very obviously not having a good time and kindly escorted me to the front while I tearfully apologized to everyone.
Oof, this is rough. This is a rough public appearance, I have to say.
And what's the cat do? Because I had the cat in the carrier, I wasn't able to go through the usual scanner. I had to hold the cat.
Oh.
Instead, they swab your hands looking for explosive residue or something.
Yep.
The nice lady did my right hand, then asked for the other. In my state of delirium, I instead offered her one of my cat's paws. She looked at me with great pity, although you should be checking this cat's paws. Who knows what that True. Guy's
Dude,
laced with.
Dude, cats, True. Total explosives experts. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It happens
also,
day.
Wait, so he's going through, she's doing his one hand, and he's what, holding this cat?
Yeah. Is there Sounds no carrier like involved?
How did the paw get offered?
I think they had to take the cat out of the carrier. The carrier goes through and you look, you know, you do the scan thing,
see,
and you have hold the cat and they do the, you walk through with it.
One of my cat's paws. She looked at me with great pity and the most patient tone she could manage. She said, no, sweetie, your other hand.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Finally, through this part of my ordeal, I have a whole 15 minutes to make my flight at gate B99. That doesn't sound pretty close.
That sounds like you have to walk to a different airport.
Oh, you're not walking nowhere. That's run, Rudolph. That's you're moving your ass on that
no
one.
No shit.
There's a game changer about to happen. I just read the next sentence. I jog through the entire terminal in flip-flops.
What, the hell? What are you fucking Pardon doing? Me? What are you fucking doing?
Have you never flown before? What are we talking
what
about?
What are you doing?
It's like you woke up trying to make every bad decision possible. Yes.
How could this fuck up more?
Dear Lord, today when I travel with my cat, please let me fuck up at every possible turn.
You know what? Why don't I just keep holding my driver's license in my hand and maybe it'll fall out somewhere and that'll be nice.
I looked out and of course my mad dash to the airport has made my cat motion sick and he is thank God there's vomit in the story. And he has vomited up all his anxiety medication inside the carrier.
Oh, no.
Nice.
I grab the napkins from a flight attendant to get him cleaned up and make my way to the seat to discover that only the small blessing of this trip, the middle seat, is empty. Well, that's
man.
Poor man's first class comes in and saves the day again, dude.
Beautiful.
I finally sit down at the window and take for the first time and look outside for the first time since arriving at the airport. Since arriving, a catastrophic thunderstorm has begun. After I mad dashed to the airport, I had time to watch Chicken Run and The Beekeeper while we sat at the gate waiting for the weather to hold up. I managed to use my seat neighbor's phone to get in touch with my mom, so they were still able to meet me when I landed. What was then the worst day of my life so far now is a pretty good story to tell on first dates.
Sure.
Thanks again for all the laughs, guys. We need it now more than ever. Much love, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Wow, Ben.
I'm going to say, don't tell them this on first dates. This just sounds like, I'm a disaster.
Now, everybody has a bad day, but let me just ask you this, Ben.
The flip-flops were before everything, and that's problem.
But in retrospect, after all of that, shouldn't you just driven the little fucker in the car with you? Yes. Come on,
yeah,
now.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh.
There's not a lot of cat nappings. You don't hear about that too often, honestly. Dog napping is more normal in my experience and what I've heard. I will say that.
There are hotels that take cats, like extended stays and things that. You can actually go in there with a cat, and I'm sure they're around the country, so you could
let them out.
Most cheap hotels, you pay them like $20. They'll let you you bring a fucking elephant in there if you want to.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Elephant's going to be 40 extra.
What are you doing with that elephant, Chris?
Just keep it down in there. That's all I ask.
A little tusk glove. Nothing
shrunken
crazy.
Off.
Tusk glove.
A double feature of Chicken Run and The Beekeeper. Not too shabby. That's a
bad.
That's a fun little time there at the airport, I guess.
I've never had traveled my cat. Ideally, I never will have to. I mean, I guess if I ever move like cross country or something, right, these guys are going to have to go someplace, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I my dog would not do well on a plane. She's a very skittish, paranoid rescue dog that would not have a second of being at an airport, let alone getting on a plane and flying somewhere. So that's never going to happen. Although I did get poor man's first class recently. So
the
email did remind me of that. It was great too, because it was after our ordeal getting back from Los Angeles. We got fucked over by that blizzard. We were on this red eye. It was horrible. The whole thing, my like last connecting flight to get home, the last gasp of it, there's just this little DSB just sitting in this seat.
Oh no.
And his mom's behind him, you see. And then, I'm on the window, DSB, and then a woman kind of like my age sitting on the aisle,
puke
right?
Puke on them.
The mother, dude, if this continued, I might have, because the mother, dude, she's reaching her hand up between the seats to get this kid's attention.
What? So it's
to
like
talk to him through the seat constantly.
It's like almost touching you.
Yep.
Yeah, not good.
So, and then thankfully, like the flight gods looked down upon me and this other woman kindly that day, and the door closes, and the mother in her row, turns out they had a poor man's first class situation going on. She makes the son leave the seat and come sit with her.
Oh, good.
Me and this lady were just riding the skies, dude. Nobody in the middle.
You know, whoever the other person was in that was put into hell, was directly deposited into hell.
No. It was another family. So it was. So then it just became three across. We're all related to each other.
That's fine.
It was all right.
Here's the thing. I understand, it's got to be tough to book a flight for a large family or a family of whatever.
Yeah.
I think legally you have to sit next to your child. I think that is just legally that's going to have to work, because this has happened to me before on a flight where like somebody, they asked me and then they asked somebody else because I said no, like, we booked, but we couldn't get together. Could we move together? And I'm like, I'm sorry. Every quantum inch of this fucking plane is priced accordingly. And that's just how that works. You know what I mean? Like, thankfully somebody else, I wasn't in the awkward position, because I would have folded like a fucking
piece of paper.
I would have absolutely.
I would have not. You stand your ground, dude. I'll open the door of the plane before I let that happen.
Every single thing has a monetary value. And like, yes, my seat costs this, your seat costs that. I don't want to switch with
it
you.
It certainly. Oh. So it was a move to a different section of the plane entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. No, sir.
No.
Fuck your face immediately. No.
No.
Are you kidding me? I thought it was like if it's a 1-to-1, like you're in the same, you know, section of the plane, and if it's the same kind of seat, because I'm a big aisle guy. I like being on the aisle because I like getting the fuck out of there once we're done, mm-hmm. right? So if it's a 1-to-1, it's an aisle seat, but it's like one back or one forward, fine. But if it's my seat costs like $75 more than yours and you want me to move back because you can't sit with whatever, nope, sorry.
Can't be doing it.
There's a society here and it has to be run accordingly.
Absolutely. I'm also an aisle guy because I love piss. It gives me more chances to make it. Yeah. Cultivate it.
Uh-huh.
Just drinking water the whole time.
I got a yellow thumb.
I have heard you use the expression keep them coming on more than one flight. I'll tell you that.
Oh, of course.
All right, Chris Cavan, we got another one here?
This is you.
This last is me? One. Okay.
Last one.
How to speak to cops while drunk.
Hmm.
Hi, gang. I just finished watching your latest mailbag episode, and I was reminded of an epically drunken night in college.
So we're drinking Mad Dog, you understand?
Yeah, wait a second.
Stop.
At the start of my senior year, the last of the friend group I was living with turned 21. We all drank underage, of course, and this particular birthday friend had already established himself as the hardest drinker.
Mm.
Hardest partying, wild man of the group. So his 21st birthday was an absolute shit show that landed on a Wednesday night.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
This wild maniac guy is either like in jail or a father of three and just a wonderful person. You know what I mean? Right, those are the only, there's nowhere in the middle. Nowhere in the middle.
We went to a bar off campus about 7 p.m. and drank continuously until the place kicked us out close to 2 a.m. Nice. Mm-hmm,
bad.
We staggered outside and began calling local taxi companies, all of whom turned us down because Wednesday wasn't a traditional party night in the area for students. So they didn't have vans out that could fit us all.
Separate cars, fellas.
Yeah, split it up.
Exactly right. We don't need to ride back together. We all know where we're going.
Do everyone a favor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Also, I'm just kind of curious, like timeline wise, because are we pre-rideshare apps or are we just in an area not really known for rideshare apps? Just a curiosity, not a criticism. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. So as people took turns calling, several people went behind the bar dumpster to piss.
Yeah, my favorite.
Sick, dude. There you go.
While one guy did, the birthday boy crept up to the other side of the dumpster and spat over the bin at the pisser.
LOL, I don't like you anymore.
In response, the pisser yelled back, "Why would you do that to a jellyfish?" A non sequitur so amusing it became a running joke in our crew.
It's because his dick was peepee floppy cock. It was like a jelly.
That makes sense. Yeah,
translucent maybe. Yeah,
or he's just like blackout drunk and doesn't even understand what he's saying.
Could be that.
As we stood in front of the bar trying to figure out what to do next, the birthday boy demanded we have a wrestling tournament on the small strip of grass behind the bar parking lot and the highway.
Wow. Now it's going to get homoerotic.
Hell yeah, dude.
A little bit. Everything about this is like, I wouldn't hang out with this kid, but that sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, dude, get ready. More reasons to not hang out with this person. To intimidate his opponents, he dropped his pants at the start of each match to charge boxers first and whoever was opposite him.
Mm-hmm. Sounds sexy.
I don't have friends that are good enough where I would allow this.
No.
Sorry. Like, I love all you guys, but just no, this is not happening.
No parking lot wrestling. This is what smoking is for.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. When we finally accepted that we wouldn't get a taxi and had to get back some other way, we resolved to walk the 2-ish miles home along the highway. Sounds dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Much stumbling followed, and several times along the way, the birthday boy whipped it out and pissed all over the brick median we were using in place of a sidewalk.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Just whipping it out.
That is
for
that
2 miles, dude. That's a long 2 miles.
I do not have the confidence just to whip it out willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Saw a dude whip it out not more than 2 days ago, as a matter of fact.
Really? What was he whipping it out for?
Dude,
I'm walking the dog. It's like 11:30 at night, just walking the dog, you know, and we're literally like on a busy intersection. There's a 24-hour laundromat right here that's like still wide open for business. This drunk dude just fucking stops in front of the laundromat, whips it out, and just starts fucking pissing. Wow. And
another night in Mondani's stand, huh?
I just yelled out like something like, oh, well, that's real fantastic. And like, like the dog didn't know what was going on. Like, hey, what's that? And I was like, no, we have to go.
No, don't trick it. Don't.
Just right there, just whipped his fucking dirty dick out, dude, right in front of me.
Nothing shows the degradation of society so much as the inability for people to look for dumpsters and garbage cans
alleyways. There's no alleyways anymore. Yeah.
Yep. Something. Or
just
cover
betwixt
yourself.
Some cars. Yeah. Just
easy peasy.
But I think I kind of spooked him, though, because when I sort of yelled like real fucking nice or whatever, he kind of like zipped it up. And then when I turned, he was like drunkenly stumbling through the crosswalk to the other side of the street. So maybe he was finishing the job on the other side. I don't know.
It'd be great if he drunkenly stumbled in front of a bus and died. And I was like, you had to like live with that now. You're like, but I was right to chest. Oh, man.
It wouldn't take as long to recover as you might think, Steve. when we finally accepted that he wouldn't get a taxi and had to get back home, in his drunken state, he let it rip everywhere without slowing his steps, and he had some difficulty getting himself back into his pants every time he finished. How many pisses are we taking?
Nice.
It also sounds like God might have blessed this man with a large one, and really, like, just when you're in that state, just trying to get it, you know, a soft long one back into its fucking cage. That's tough.
Nice soft long one. I would appreciate some more to the story. Tell me about his penis, please.
Yeah, cutter. Was he cut or what? Yes. A number one.
I think Chris is right there. I think it's like a Ziggy Sabatka situation. It's just a huge like fire hose, you know.
Give me a second, guys. I'm gathering myself.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm delaying our walk. I have to put my huge penis back in my pants, you see.
I gotta get a fork and twirl it like pasta to get it back in.
You gotta be careful.
That's a real fucking python, Eric, I have to say. Within sight of campus, we passed an abandoned mental asylum that was a popular break-in and explore spot for students.
Hey, you guys want to go to Silent Hill? It's right over there. Who would have guessed?
Guess who's getting pissed on next? Silent Hill Sanatorium here. A passing cop car hit us with his spotlight and crossed into the opposite direction lane to see what we were up to. Now here come the cops ruining this fun night. Mm-hmm. Public urination and indecent exposure.
Every time, man.
The shit-hammered birthday boy straightened right up and said, I'm so sorry, officer. We were out for my birthday at the bar. We just wanted to get home, but none of the taxi companies would send a van for us, so we had to walk. We're all good. We just live up ahead in the dorms. That satisfied the cop and he drove off wishing my friend a happy birthday. Wow. 4 stars, dude. Well done. As we collectively sighed in relief, my birthday friend looked down and shrieked in realization, I just talked to the cop with my junk hanging out.
Nice.
Maybe that's what really sealed the deal. The cop's like, well, all right, Mr. That's Big Dick, talk to you later.
That's just impressive, young man. That's just an impressive thing you got there.
You're clearly too well hung for a ticket.
Can I take a picture just for my wife real quick?
A few minutes later, we passed the campus McDonald's where we spotted nearly all the taxi company vans parked. Infuriated, they were out but refused to come for us. My birthday friend went to each one and rubbed his balls on every driver door handle.
That is hurting you more than him.
Yes.
Yes.
It's cold.
Dirty. Yeah.
Not good.
After that, we got pizza and laughing in our dorm about what a crazy night it was. Thanks for all the laughs. Russ in Brooklyn. My God.
That was disgusting, Thank you, Russ. Thank you.
Yeah.
Russ, just for our... compared to the birthday boy, you packing that heat? Packing something like that, fella?
Packing that heat.
Yes, right
you
back.
Got that?
Let us know on the Orlando Bloom-a-meter where he is.
Yes. Full bloom.
I was like,
not.
I got a hammer. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We did a podcast on one of the Lord of the Rings, and I believe we were all looking at Orlando Bloom's leaked penis.
Yes,
and we were having a good laugh about that.
I do like the Lenny Kravitz. Like, it's such a python, it breaks through your pants.
Oh yeah, Jesus. Totally. Happens to me all the time.
You got to give up certain leather pants when you got something like that.
Totally.
It's just not a match.
Yeah. Like, oh, darn, I can't wear leather pants due to my huge penis. What a problematic life. that's all the letters fit to read this afternoon, my friends. But yes, again, March the 19th, y'all, we're going to be doing a really cool thing in conjunction with the Timberwolves organization out in Minneapolis. We're going to be doing a free screening, invite only, of An American Werewolf in London. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go to that website right there, timberwolves.com/WHM. Today is the last day you have to register for their Wolves Wire email newsletter. That is how they are determining, you know, who gets tickets, the ticket offer, whatever. So you want to make sure they're on their, you're on their email list for that. And then,
a reminder, we have no control over it after that fact.
Nope.
We can't, don't email us. I have no idea how to fix anything.
Nope.
Just do your best. Sign up on that website today.
You're absolutely right, Steve. And the very next night, March the 20th, we're going to be making our debut in Minneapolis proper, doing a show at the Varsity Theater, talking all about the excellent Conan the Barbarian from 1982. Woo. Arnold looking fucking delicious in that movie.
Oh,
is for sure, dude.
And
then two nights later, the 22nd of March, we are going to be at the Den Theater. First time ever we've played the Den Theater in the great city of Chicago, making a return to the Windy City to talk about Tom Hanks and Big, the 1988 sex tourism film, as Eric refers to it. And he's not off base entirely. But all those tickets are available on our website, whmpodcast.com/tour for those two shows. And like we said, timberwolves.com/WHM. To get on the mailing list for Wolves Wire, to then get the email about this ticket offer. And as Steve said, we will reiterate once again, do not ask us any questions about it, because the information we gave you is all the information we have about
it. That's right. Take it up with the NBA.
That's what I always say.
That's right. Every chance we get, we say that. But that is going to do it for this afternoon mailbag. Thanks so much for tuning in live or catching the replay after the fact. And until next time, I've been Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Eric Siska.
Chris Cabin.
Have a good afternoon, y'all. Bye-bye.
Piss. I love piss. I love piss.